part of the game because, he saved one for us.
Yeah, the ice got a little tilted and not in our favor, but a little over halfway through the second period. And, yeah, Trev had to come up big. He had to make some saves. Unfortunately, we lost a forward, so that dropped us down to 8 forwards. And then,
Two concussions.
Ran into some penalty trouble as well, and that could be contributed to fatigue. But collectively, the boys came together as a group, and we were able to grind this one out.
And that's exactly what it was. You'll look at it, the kids will too. You know, you got to win a faceoff with 4 seconds to go in a period. At least tie the guy up. Knock him over if you have to. And we didn't, and they got the lucky goal there, right, to make it 3-2 going into the dressing room.
Yeah, and those ones hurt, especially the coaching staff, because it's something that we preach and practice all the time. You don't want to get scored on in the first or last minute of a period, because it typically sets the tone for the period or the upcoming period. But we were able to battle back from it and not get ourselves in too much trouble, besides going to the penalty box a few times. But we were able to kill off penalties, so that was a good sign as well.
Yeah, you kill off 5 of them, including 3 in the third period, and it wasn't only Trevor. I picked Luke Lava as one of the game stars. I thought he was real good out there. He was really responsible with the puck. And Grant out there, too, as a senior, that one block shot he had in the third period, man, that had to tickle.
Yeah, that was a slap shot right in the slot, and he took it off the shin pad, and we were able to clear the puck out. Those two guys have been playing well for us lately. They were, I thought, very patient with the puck tonight. They didn't make too many bad passes. Their first passes were good, which you want from your defensemen, and they were both physical. And unfortunately, with physicality, there comes penalties sometimes. And Luke took that penalty towards the end of the third period, and it was one of those 50-50 plays where, as a defenseman, you're pinching up for the puck, and the D slips it by you, and your natural reaction is to stick your leg out a little bit, and unfortunately, that's what happened, but we were able to kill that one off.
Sawyer LaMarche with a tremendous block shot. That saved it right there because, we were in trouble.
Yeah, Sawyer, he had an excellent game. He didn't show up on the score sheet, but that kid worked extremely hard, especially in the defensive zone.
Yep.
He works great as a center down low, helping out and starting the rush, and even in the offensive zone, he's not afraid. He's one of the smallest kids out there, and he plays like he's 6 feet tall. He's not afraid to go in the corner. He's not afraid to go up against your biggest defenseman, and his stick work is just excellent for a freshman to come in and be as strong as he is on pucks against guys that are 17, 18 years old is very, very good for the future of Sawyer LaMarche.
And he and his cousin worked it pretty good together. Braden, that may have been his best game, Braden Martineau, the freshman.
Yeah, Braden, too. He had a great game on the wall. He was patient, and he was playing with Sawyer, and he even got thrown up with Ethan and either Kyle or Carson because we were rotating two centers for a while there. He was able to work with a few of those guys that he hasn't played with a whole lot lately, and he was able to jump into some open ice, and he got a couple scoring chances as well for his hard work. It was paying off for him.
Yeah, Ethan will sleep well tonight. He double shifting, and he used a lot of energy out there. So.
Yeah, we didn't. That was our best option at the time that we could come up with was rolling two centers through 3 sets of wingers, so ended up working out. The boys will be tired, but that's fine. We got a almost 2-week break, so
yeah, they could rest up now.
Yep, they can have a little bit of rest, and we can give them the time needed. And our two guys that are out tonight, they'll get well rested and get cleared and be back in the lineup hopefully next week, and we can get them. Get their legs back into it and be ready for Hancock on February 20th.
All right. See you on the bus.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
All right.